today. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election, a day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. Paris will be placed under more restrictions to curb the COVID-19 pandemic, including a requirement for more shops to close in the evening. This is what the mayor of Paris is saying. This will entail shutting down certain shops selling takeaway food and drink at 10 p.m. local time, which would come on top of the existing national lockdown that has been imposed throughout France. Video evidence confirms the theory that a gunman who killed four people in Vienna on Monday acted alone, Austria's interior minister told reporters on Wednesday. Slovak intelligence had informed Austria about the gunman's attempt to buy ammunition, but the information about the Islamic State sympathizer got lost. In a communications breakdown, he added, he announced that an independent panel would look into what went wrong. Pope Francis has stripped the Vatican's Secretariat of State's control over its own funds and put them under the supervision of Holy See economic offices. The Pope's decision was announced in a statement and a papal letter on Thursday. It comes after Francis in September fired the cardinal involved in the Secretariat's purchase of a luxury building in London as an investment. And the immunity from criminal prosecution of Russia's ex-presidents could be extended to any offenses committed in their lifetime, not merely while in office, under a bill submitted to Parliament on Thursday. The bill, published on the government website, is one of several being introduced following constitutional reforms that will allow President Vladimir Putin to run again when his term ends. This is VOA News. South Korea's top diplomat plans to visit Washington next week, officials said on Thursday, as Seoul pledged a solid alliance with the United States, regardless of the presidential election results. Kosovo's president, Hasim Thaci, resigned immediately on Thursday after learning that a war crimes tribunal in The Hague had confirmed his indictment for war crimes. He told a news conference in Kosovo that he felt his resignation was necessary to protect the integrity of the state because the judge at the Kosovo Specialist Chamber would not allow him to appear as president. The Kremlin said Thursday that the lack of clarity after the November 3rd presidential election so far could have a negative impact on the global economy and world at large, but declined to comment further. Ethiopia's prime minister showed no sign Thursday of halting a military campaign in the Tigray region, despite international pressure to avert civil war with a powerful ethnic faction. A humanitarian source said shelling and shooting had been heard in the region since the early hours of Thursday, and nearly two dozen soldiers had been treated at a clinic near the border with the Amhara region. The source did not say which side of the conflict the injured troops were drawn from. A trade deal with the European Union is still possible, but the two sides need to be making more progress to close wide divergences in their negotiating positions. That's what British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's spokesman is saying on Thursday to reporters. The coronavirus pandemic is having a knock-on effect on other vital health services in Africa as countries are forced to redirect already stretched resources. This is what a regional head of the World Health Organization said on Thursday. The continent of more than a billion people has been spared the worst consequences of COVID-19, with relatively lower death rates and infections than seen elsewhere. Africa has recorded at least 1.8 million cases with 43,700 deaths, according to the WHO. But Africa's director of WHO in Africa, said in an online press conference that a preliminary analysis by WHO indicates COVID-19 is hitting other health services really hard. Lockdowns imposed by countries to halt the spread of the virus in May, June, and July contributed to more than 50% drop in services monitored by WHO. From January to August, an extra 1.3 million children aged under one missed their first doses of the measles vaccine compared with the same period last year. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
This is Africa News Tonight on the Voice of America.